It's Wednesday, April 13th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Lieutenant Commander Edward Lynn, a high-level U.S. Navy officer, was charged with espionage after being arrested as he boarded a flight to mainland China, CNN reported. The Taiwanese-born but now American citizen at one point worked in Washington. Few details were available about the extent of the information that may have been compromised. The Republic of Abkhazia, located on the eastern Black Sea next to Georgia, has outlawed abortion, saying the baby and the mother have, quote, the equal right to life, unquote. The parliament of this small country, breaking away from Georgia, signed the new law earlier this year, banning the killing of the unborn all the way back to the moment of conception. Some say they did this for religious reasons, and others say the small country made the move to boost its population, currently just under 250,000. Nearby Poland, 92% Catholic, passed a total ban on abortion late last year, and the leaders of the Ukraine have also considered following suit. Medical missionary Miriam Wheeler told The Worldview that she is working in the Ukraine to stop abortion there as well, with those who have already been deeply scarred by it.
In Odessa, we have started the Ministry of Choose Life, an organization to promote life. We have a women's center, which is a pregnancy care center that's been open for 2 years. And we've had a lot of interest stimulated in other cities in Ukraine to follow that model.
Merely going to North Carolina has evidently become politically incorrect. Another American superstar, Jimmy Buffett, confronted with the fact that his next two concerts are scheduled for Raleigh and Greensboro, took a different approach than Bruce Springsteen did last week. Instead of standing up 15,000 fans like the boss did, Buffett said, "The shows must go on." Buffett, most famous for such lyrical genius as, "I stepped on a pop top, blew out my flip-flop, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home," called the new law, protecting North Carolinians from having to share public restrooms with the opposite sex, just another stupid law he was not going to let his fans down for. Soon, Buffett will shake the North Carolina dust off his feet and go back to wasting away in Margaritaville. The most purchased book in the world, the Bible, has made its way to the top of another list. This time, it's on the top 10 most objected to at public schools and libraries. Detractors say the reason is for its content of sex and violence. James LaRue, director of the Office for Intellectual Freedom for the American Library Association, says many have been fooled to think that if a school buys a copy of the Bible, it's a violation of church and state. But it's not. It's merely been targeted by anti-faith groups hoping that local Christians will be too afraid to object. And sadly, their gamble has paid off. The Worldview spoke to pastor and author Brian Cosby. He said this should be no surprise. The Bible should be objectionable to those who oppose the gospel.
The best way that I have found in talking with skeptics and those that have many objections to the Bible is to look at the world around them, the reality, and to show how Scripture gives an answer for that. The Bible gives a coherent perspective, a worldview of all of those things, something that other worldviews cannot give answer to in a coherent way.
The heart of little Toxie Arable of Arkansas nearly broke when none of his classmates showed up for his 10th birthday party. 2 days later, he was crying for joy. To the family's surprise, a local group of Arkansas state troopers, including a canine, who heard the sad news on Facebook, showed up and threw him a party he'll never forget. Complete with cake, cool gifts, and a few lights and sirens, Toxie was delighted and surprised by the event. Wonder what Toxie will want to be when he grows up. Jesus said taking time with children was a worthy cause, Luke 18:16, and bringing someone joy was like giving them medicine, Proverbs 17:22. And that's The Worldview on this Wednesday, April 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.